Hi. I'm Edmund. Edmund was the first name given by my mother's mistress. It was her uncle's one. I did not know my mother who died giving birth to me. Monsieur Ferriol took me with him on his property. I was raised by Angata, an old Bengalia woman who was a slave and belonged to my mother's mistress. I wish I had known my mother. I often dreamt of the hug she would have given to me, but life is difficult for us slaves, and happiness is not for us, Angata kept on telling me. You have to make yourself invisible, blend into the scenery like the chameleon on the branch if you don't want to have problems. She was really rough, Angata, fair but rough. Monsieur took a good care of me. He allowed me to play with his children in the house, and I could even have their dinner's leftovers. Nevertheless, he did not hesitate to remind me of my condition. When I laughed too much, he called me wild. When I wasn't quick enough to do my chores, he would beat me, saying that he didn't know why he agreed to take me in his home, and that he should have let me die. So I really grew up believing that I came from a background of bad people, as he also used to say. What I liked most was when he took me to the fields there. He showed me the plants, told me about them, and explained how they were fertilized. He even explained to me fertilization of pumpkin flowers. It was very interesting and truly extraordinary. I really liked that. But I still wonder why he was doing this. Maybe he finally had some affection for me. So sometimes when Monsieur's children were studying with Monsieur Guillot the teacher, I ran through the fields to observe flowers. One day, I tried to fertilize the flowers of Monsieur's favorite orchid. Every day when we passed in front of them, Monsieur used to stay there for a long time and admired them. He often said that the plants did not bear fruits, and each time he was saddened by this fact but hoped that somehow he will succeed in making grow vanilla, and he used to say, "Haste make waste." He had brought them back from a trip to America a few years earlier. I too also found these white flowers so beautiful, and they smelled so good. A week later, while passing in front of them, I noticed that the flowers had given way to a small green tube. I noticed it first and, proud of myself, showed him the plant. "Finally," he exclaimed, and he jumped for joy. Further down the way, I confessed to him that it was I who applied the technique he had taught to me. And I felt strong, very important. I, the poor little Negro, had succeeded where all these big owners had failed. But he didn't believe me at all and even howled with laughter. "You? The little Negro? Stop making me laugh. Oh, Edmund. You a Negrillan botanist, ha ha ha. I should have expected it." I was mortified. His words hurt me. In the evening, during the meal, Angata lectured me harshly, pulling my ears. "What did I tell you, Edmund? Invisible, you go ahead of big troubles and big disappointments." The next day, Monsieur himself came to pull me out of bed. "If this is really your work, then show me how you did it." I got up and followed him to the fields. As I approached my fingers towards the delicate flower, he warned me that if I broke the flower I would be whipped, but he was intrigued by my persistence, and he let me do it. "And that's it. Just wait, master." We waited. Then 2 weeks later, while the first famous pods, as Monsieur called them, grew, the vanilla came out of the flowers. Seeing his smile on his lips and his eyes shining, I felt so victorious. Able to do great things. After all, Negroes could be capable too. Monsieur was stunned. He leapt, shouted to anyone who wanted to hear him that his little Edmund was a genius. He took me in his arms, hoisted me on his shoulders, and we went back home. When the pods turned brown, he picked them, dried them, and showed them to his neighboring friends. I then taught him the gesture of fertilizing the orchid. He wanted to take me to meet other settlers so that I could show them how to fertilize vanilla. We went from property to property for weeks. At some owners I was very well received. I was even given sugar and sweets. I was despised and I was harshly pushed aside once the gesture was understood.